listening to Keldabe Talk Radio, the official podcast of the Mandalorian Mercs. We're a costume organization dedicated to charity efforts around the globe, attending events in Mandalorian armor we've built by hand. Here on the show, we'll keep you up to date with the latest fan community news. Visit our website at www.mandalorianmercs.com.
Welcome back to KTR. I'm Biohazard, your host. With me tonight, I have Ms. Cora Salusar from out in the West Coast.
Hey, guys.
Mr. Pinocchio, who is a member of the app team. My co-host, Crow, who's up here in Maine with me.
How's it going?
Mr. Thaxos, our Winnipeg member.
Hey, what's going on?
Our one member in Winnipeg, I guess.
What do you mean one member in Winnipeg? Manitoba actually has a pretty decent number of members.
It's like three or four, easy.
We'll discuss decently.
We had over a dozen, all right? We're doing pretty good. Our population...
Okay. I guess a dozen.
Per capita, decent. That's really well.
And we also have...
10% of the nation.
We also have... Mr. Well, that's pretty good. That's pretty good ratio if you have 10% of the nation in the Mercs.
That'd be impressive.
And last, but definitely not least, Mr. Mareel, who can't stop laughing today.
All right, how's everybody doing?
He's
So welcome back. It's a new year. This first time I've been back, so say hi to everybody. And we have a couple good topics today. You might have seen it in the news. Mr. J.J. Abrams has been chosen to direct Star Wars 7.
I don't think there's any way you could have missed it being in the news.
No, it's pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, Facebook, it was your entire news feed for 3 days straight. So.
Yeah. Pretty much everywhere. It's going to be J.J. Abrams.
Even my non-Star Wars friends were posting about it. It's on Facebook, just everybody who's anybody posting it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely big news because, there have been some other big names like Zack Snyder and Del Toro, who did Pan's Labyrinth, and all of these big name directors that were trying to go for it, and they ended up going with Abrams, which is kind of surprising because a couple months before now, he said that he wouldn't do it. So it's kind of a big change in position on his part.
I think he realized he would single-handedly have a good half of all of the geek sci-fi properties in his hands if he did actually direct Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, he could buy that solid gold jet he's always wanted.
Yep.
At this point, he's got Star Trek, he's got Star Wars. I guess he just has to pick up, Lord of the Rings or something?
Yeah, if he were to jump on Lord of the Rings, Battlestar Galactica, one of those. If he were to hop on any of those, Doctor Who, he'd be all of it.
Oh man, Doctor Who! I think that's the one. If he went to direct a Doctor Who movie or something,
which
honestly, popular it's getting, I see how there are all possibilities.
Yeah,
but it's big news, and Star Wars 7 is big news as well because I think I've heard that they're continuing the Skywalkers. Is that
I've heard that rumor.
Still,
well, I think it kind of has to because the first two trilogies were about.
I don't know to what extent they're actually going to have it. There's people saying that, Harrison Ford's going to be back on, but he wants, Han Solo to die in the movie.
Yep.
Well, he wanted Han Solo to die.
They better hurry up or he really will die during the movie.
don't say that. That's not nice.
Guy's old. Let's be honest.
No, but
they're all old. You realize that they were all in their 20s, 30s, back in the 70s, right?
And they, of course, didn't think this would be any big movie either.
Oh, yeah, no.
And suddenly it just went absolutely crazy over it.
Mm-hmm.
But, Harrison Ford is 70 as of today, and they haven't, they haven't started filming yet. So, by the time they actually get this in, he's going to be, 72, 73 by the time this is actually released?
Something like that, yeah.
But, they're releasing it in 2015, so that means they're going to start filming here probably in the next 6 months.
No, actually, Abrams hasn't committed to the 2015 date.
Oh, yeah.
They've already talked about moving it back.
That's good.
Well, it's probably a smart thing considering that.
Yeah.
I definitely have to agree. It's definitely better news than him saying, all right, sure, let's rush it.
Yeah.
If they're going to release a Star Wars film, it's going to be summer.
And the other thing is that doesn't necessarily mean he won't meet the date. It just means that he's giving himself ample time to get done what he thinks will be a proper job of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the basic thing you do is you tell someone, well, I can get it done by this time, and actually you give yourself extra time, so that way, A, you can get it done early, and B, if it does go over, you've got some buffer.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wasn't that Scotty's advice in some Star Trek episode?
Yeah, actually it was. You didn't tell him how much time it was really going to take, did you?
No, that was that awkward one where he came back and had to work with Geordi, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, that was just kind of weird.
Sorry, we're contaminating the fandom here.
We can't help it. J.J. Abrams directed.
Yeah, he already did that.
Oh, next thing you know,
prepare.
Chewbacca's going to be blind and wearing a visor or something.
Yeah, that's going to use the neck pinch on somebody.
Star Trek 8, Star Wars 8, Attack of the Crossover.
Can you imagine all the lens flares?
Yeah, there's going to be a lightsaber
lot of
flight.
Flares.
There's going to be a lightsaber fight, and the audience is going to go blind.
Well, you know, I mean, I think they're going to do it like a kind of a Cloverfield crossover, too. It's going to be on Coruscant, but it's actually going to be the space worms from the asteroids.
And you won't see them for half the movie.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, it makes it a cheap budget, right? You just have a bunch of people
kind of shot by remote. Remote piloted hover cams.
Yeah, but I think they'll run into a problem though when they try to do it like really like ultra in universe and everything is blue with like scan lines.
Yeah,
I don't think people will go for that in the theater setting, especially in 3D.
Oh yeah, 3D is it messes with people's minds enough, but with the scan lines in there, everyone will be vomiting.
Oh yeah.
Also, following this news, now a couple days later, we've heard that the 3D movies that were supposed to be released, I think starting next year.
They were doing
the second one starting next year.
They had bumped up 2 and 3 to be this fall.
Yeah.
And then they immediately flopped on that and said, no, we're postponing it instead. So it's not canceled like some people thought, or like myself read one news posting and thought, oh, crap, they've canceled it because that's all they said. But it's actually being postponed as they focus on episode 7.
I'd rather they do that than muck it up.
Yeah. So who knows when it'll be released. I don't know.
Well, I personally think they might try to do them. Probably, I wouldn't be surprised if they released them like only as IMAX or back to back, you know, with like 2 months in between them or something.
Leading up to,
you know, try to milk as much money out of it as they can.
As long as they don't put them, you know, like all within the same month right before, because then everyone's just going to be sick and tired of Star Wars. It'll be oversaturated.
And a lot of theaters won't carry all of them if they do that, because I think a lot of theaters actually only have like 6 or 8 screens.
Well, I mean, the deal that they did last time with episode 1 in 3D, I don't know who exactly went through, but I mean, we didn't have it up in Canada. There was no midnight release. We had the movie being shown, but there wasn't a midnight release for some reason. And the theater, some theaters said that, yeah, it's because it's just in 3D. It's a re-release. We don't do a midnight premiere for a re-release. And I was thinking, well, that's kind of silly to do. It's Star Wars. So you're going to have tons of people wanting to go see it.
Well, I mean, also, you're in Canada, right? So, I mean, it's going to be light out anyway.
We're not that far north.
So I think 3D has really kind of, they kind of missed the boat on that, because 3D is kind of going out. I mean, 3D televisions aren't being pushed as hard anymore because just the content isn't there.
Yep.
I hope.
And I mean, I think they were too short to or too late to a short party, as I put it elsewhere.
I honestly think if they didn't do the 3D and just released them on the big screen again, I don't think they would do just as well as having it in 3D.
I don't see anything wrong with the 3D. I mean, yeah, there's people that get the headaches. I don't seem to have that problem. It really depends on the movie, though, because I've seen, you know, like Tron Legacy had 3D, but it didn't have a lot of it.
And that's it's how you use it, too. I mean, if it's a fast
it was better.
Stuff shooting at you, a kind of action movie, it doesn't really work that well.
Mm-hmm. It has to be cheesy for me to enjoy a 3D movie. Like, I loved watching Journey to the Center of the Earth and Land of the Lost in 3D, because those were basically B-movies, which are what made 3D famous in the first place.
See, I'd go the complete opposite way. I'd say that it should be a serious movie, and it doesn't have a lot of the cheesy 3D effects. It should be more subtle, you know?
Well, my question then is, like, what is the 3D really adding? I mean, if you're putting all this extra stuff, like, actual thought into the movie and making a good movie, why do you need 3D to bring it up a little bit to give you just basically what's just depth of field?
I think that works probably the best in movies that are supposed to be surreal anyway, like Tron or Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, there's definitely an element that it works. Yeah, exactly.
And isn't there a different way to film it? Like, I know I'm not sure, I'm not a movie maker, but like, there's a way that you film it in 3D to get a better quality of 3D.
Yeah.
I don't know the process, but there's filming it in 3D, and then there's converting it to 3D after it's been filmed.
Yeah,
and it looks terrible if you convert it.
Yeah, post 3D is always terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, they have to shoot it with actually like 2 cameras at once to get that 3D effect.
Episode 1 in 3D didn't seem too bad, but it wasn't over the top either.
Yeah, it wasn't over the top 3D. It was very
But it was a conversion, and it still turned out not too bad.
Yeah, I think that was the key with episode one, was that it was conversion 3D, but it was subtle. It wasn't like trying to be in your face about it. And I think conversion 3D that tries to be in your face is atrocious. Yeah,
but I think it's just the thing that gets me for 3D. I mean, especially if it's something like Star Wars, where it's already a thing, you know, it's already a movie, it's already, depending on which one you're talking about, it's already a decent movie. Like, again, why is it worth the extra $4 for me to see subtle 3D?
Yeah, well, I mean, like, I saw Hansel and Gretel 3D just the other day, and it was not really relevant to that, but they had a trailer for Jurassic Park in 3D, and I'm like, I saw this movie a ton when I'm a kid. Why am I going to go see this again in converted 3D?
Yeah.
It's like, I own this movie. No.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. Because, I mean, I'll go see a 3D movie, like a first-run 3D movie, just fine. I mean, I don't really care. I'll go watch anything. But, but yeah, to watch something again and pay extra, even though it's not that much extra.
Well, like, I saw, I think, Toy Story 3D when that came out, like, what was it, 2 or 3 years ago?
Like, the redo of...
Yeah, it was just Toy Story, just re-released. Yeah. Or maybe it was Toy Story and Toy Story 2?
I don't
remember. I think it was a back-to-back, actually.
I think you might be right.
Because, yeah, it was right before, I think, 3 came out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, but that was good, because that, again, is one of those surreal worlds where it does actually add something to it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to lie, I would go see Finding Nemo in 3D. I would go see that. I love that movie.
Well, CG
movies...
You'd be
able to find them so much easier.
Yeah. There he is. He's over there, floating right at me.
The movie would be done in 30 seconds.
CG movies.
No, you have to do it like the Disney, like the real Disney Park 3D movies. Do you remember those old ones from the 80s? So, like, the entire movie, you're just under, like, a mister.
You mean the 4D? Where they have the stuff that sprays in your face, and, oh, geez, those were atrocious.
I wouldn't want to watch the bill scene, though.
They still do those.
Yep.
What are you guys looking forward to the most about all this, you know, new Star Wars stuff that's coming up?
I'm
looking forward to new content, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not something like one of the problems that I have with the Clone Wars cartoon show. I love it. I love watching it, and it is cool, but I mean, they do just make up stuff just to make up stuff. Like, I was watching, I finally got season 4, and I'm watching the episodes on Mon Calamari, and they invented a shark man to be the bad guy. Just cuts. They could have done any other aquatic species that already existed in Star Wars. Like, no, we're going to make up a man who's a great white shark.
Yeah, that, but, I mean... Yeah,
what's wrong with that?
I'm looking forward to a slightly deeper creative process.
Well, you remember the original Star Wars, if you ever watched those?
Oh, I know. I mean, we had a werewolf.
No. Like, at the bar in the cantina, there's a giant praying mantis.
Yeah, giant praying mantis. Like,
there's a werewolf and a giant... praying mantis.
The Duro are basically grays.
Deveronians, just a custom devil.
Yeah, I mean, I know, like, but that sort of stuff, when the first time you saw it, you thought it was cool.
But you weren't expecting, what was that, 90s cartoon shark fight?
Yeah, well, actually, I was talking about that with my wife while we were watching that episode. The only thing I remember about that show were the fruit snacks, which were awesome.
What was that show called?
I think it was like it had some
Street Sharks.
Street sharks.
So you weren't expecting Street Sharks in your Star Wars.
We went there.
I did not want rollerblading great white sharks in my.
Why not?
Well, at least they didn't do biker mice or something.
But
Ian, that's next season. Quit spoiling. Yeah.
Swoop bike riding mice, you know, like
and
womp rats.
You heard it here, folks.
Building Ninja Turtles show up later too.
No, wait. There's one more weird animal show. Do you remember one that had cats that flew a jet?
No,
I remember bears that flew a plane.
What's that called?
Oh yeah. But,
I'm looking that up because I need to know that was
I don't remember cats that flew a plane. But yeah, new content. I'm looking forward to new content.
New content.
Yep.
I mean, I'm just looking forward to the experience of seeing the movies in the theater, because that's, to me, the best viewing medium. Yeah. I mean, you can't get better than seeing it on the big screen, full surround sound, everything.
I'm definitely in that same boat.
Mm-hmm. They were called SWAT cats, by the way.
SWAT cats?
I think the other one was Tailspin.
Yeah, I remember Tailspin. That one was on Disney.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys. I tried to bring it back on topic, but...
not letting you.
It's the Jungle Book in planes.
We're going into a Tailspin right here.
Come steampunk Jungle Book.
With machine guns.
Anyway.
I really kind of hope they do bring back the original actors, at least to do like a handing off kind of thing in the first movie, or maybe over the whole trilogy.
Well, that's what I'm hoping, is that it's not what everyone thinks, is that it's the same three in the movie as main characters. I'm hoping it's more of like what you see in a lot of the expanded universe books, where they'll bring in the character, but it'll be, you know, a brief appearance. It won't be, you know, it'll be to tie in something else. It won't be actually a story about them yet again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie, I don't really understand the let's have the original people. I'm like, how about we have something new?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's so much in Star Wars and there's so much material out there now. I mean, they can draw from anything, or they can even invent stuff like Ian doesn't want in the Clone Wars. But I mean,
I'm fine with creativity as long as somebody
takes for the red matter
5 seconds on it.
Red matter. Yes.
Honestly, you watch the shark guy, he's, you know, bipedal, but he swims like a shark with his legs going sideways instead of up and down.
He has to turn sideways
to do it. It's stupid.
But the Mon Calamari are giant catfish.
Yeah, but they swim normally.
No, they're not giant catfish.
They walk, and they fly spaceships.
They're not giant catfish. They're squid heads. They don't have any...
No, those are the Quarren.
No, the Quarren have the tentacle faces.
Squid heads.
Yeah, okay, well, the Mon Cals also have squid-like heads. They're not catfish. They don't have the whiskers.
No, they have the whiskers.
The thing about the Clone Wars that I've found unpalatable is the episodes where they just, for some reason, decide to follow Jar Jar around for a whole episode.
Yes.
It's kid appeal.
That's just George messing with your head.
That's the day that George came in and said, I think we need to do something with Jar Jar today.
Yeah. Yeah, these people have been pissing me off again. They've been complaining about Jar Jar. I want an entire episode.
The show's doing too well. We need to...
Yeah, we got to drop the ratings for a couple weeks.
These people have pissed me off again.
So since we're on the topic of Clone Wars, has anybody been watching the new arc, I guess, with the Mandalorians?
I haven't, although, I mean, because somebody put up on our Facebook page, you know, hey, what'd you think of that? And immediately, I saw the first comment, and they're like, he dies! And I'm like, oh, no!
Who died?
Yep, they finally
just spoiled it for everybody else.
Well, I have to draw people into my, you know, little world of hate now.
Wait, they killed Obi-Wan?
wait, they killed Anakin Skywalker?
Spoiler!
Obi-Wan's dead?
Guys.
I love Obi-Wan.
Yeah, in the latest episode, they just flew a Star Destroyer and it blew up and it killed everybody. Oh, wait. No, they foiled that last time. Never mind.
I liked my version better.
Are they doing some like Lego Star Wars show now on Cartoon Network?
Mm. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
I wouldn't put it past.
I've heard it's superior.
Well, I'm not sure if they actually are now. I just remember seeing some commercials for stuff, something like it.
Are you sure that wasn't just a Lego commercial?
I'm pretty sure. It's called like the Yoda Chronicles or something.
There was like a little Lego video DVD that I saw like that.
That was like a straight to the, okay.
Mm-hmm. They do Lego shorts on Cartoon Network every once in a while. Mm-hmm. 2 minutes.
Oh, I just love the shot of like Emperor Palpatine sitting there and then all of a sudden he switches his face when Yoda pops up.
They had one. It was Darth Maul with like a 6-bladed lightsaber.
Jeez. That's crazy.
So yeah, I think that really happened.
Yeah, no, I remember that too. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. And we're going to talk a little bit about some changes coming to the Mercs and some big conventions coming up this year.
Does your species suffer from irregularities, obstructions, cramping? Try Bactalax today. Side effects may include headaches, irritation, hemorrhoids, rachel plague, rhodian dank, gray rot, carillion, tamminin fever, heart combustion, bleeding, constipation irregularities, death, obstructions, mild delusion, cramping, dagobalion, swamp quoth, mon calamari, nerve shock, nerve pox, and rhodian dank.
And welcome back. So we wanted to take a minute and talk about a new change that's coming to the forum. It probably will be up by the time you guys are listening to this, and you probably have read it already. But just a quick little overview for those that might have missed it. We were looking at the stats, and we're looking at all the stuff that's going on in the forum, and we discovered that there's a little bit of a disparity between how many people were donating and trying to help raise server funds and how many people were using it. I think it was something we got like 14,000 unique people hitting the site every month, but only 1% of those people are helping pay for the server. And I'll be honest, this stuff is expensive. So we've introduced a little bit of a tier system to our forum. The first zero tier is going to be no access to off-topic and social areas, no access to organizational level event stuff. That's like our SDCC threads, our DragonCon threads, and no access to the brigades. And those are the basics. You still have all your access to the armor boards, all your access to clan boards. You'll be able to get involved, see community stuff. RP boards are still open. Fan art boards are still open. Don't freak out. If you want to...
how I can contribute.
If you want to contribute, Brian, well, you're already an official member, so you don't count. But if you want to contribute, as little as 50 cents, you can have access to all of those boards. I sound like I'm doing a freaking, like, public television
ad. That's because really you are.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, that's exactly
if
what
you want
needs
to donate
to be
at the gold level.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll receive a free tote bag.
Yes.
Basically, unless you're an official member, you're going to have to pay to get a little bit of the background stuff, like the off-topic boards and the social groups, things like that, and as little as 50 cents again, just to kind of help cover our costs. If you don't want to donate, if you don't have the means to, there's just going to be some ads running on those areas if you're not an official member, and those help the server costs too. So if you don't want to spend a dime on this place, that's fine with us.
The one thing that I wasn't sure if it actually got addressed into the thread was the people asking if there's still going to be a way for them to see the brigade requirements.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
All the brigade requirements are up on the site itself. The only thing that you're not going to be able to see is the individual brigades where people are talking and discussing about their own armor.
But that'll all be updated in areas where you can see it. Like, if any of the brigade regulations or parts list, all that sort of stuff, if any of that gets modified or adjusted or whatnot, that info will all be public.
Yep. So, and we also have a new membership level for the club itself. Since we became a legal entity, we now have a new level for people that are, you know, parents that want to get involved or spouses that want to get involved and have access to these areas, but don't feel like making armor or don't feel like making armor yet. And that's called our auxiliary membership. And I think that starts at, we haven't determined the price, but I think it's going to be about 10 to 15 bucks a year. But you get a ton of perks like custom merchandise that you can buy, a member badge that you can get. You'll have access to things like the room blocks at large conventions, and be able to get into some like member only event parties that we have at like celebrations and big things like that. And then obviously official member, if you have a kit, you get everything. So
does that make us special?
It makes you very special.
I feel special.
We're the specialist people.
Operators are standing by.
Yeah, and this isn't really a huge change. It tries to streamline the boards and focus people that need to focus on the armor aspect. Because while we are a community and many of those community areas are still open, we do need to make sure that people are coming here to be part of a costume club and not necessarily a social club.
Because there are other social clubs.
Oh yeah, I mean there's tons of forums out there, and we love being one of them. We love you're here. But we have to give precedence to what our real goal is, which is to make costumes and costume for charity and other fun stuff and look cool.
And on that note, I mean, we've retired a number of members this year because of lack of participation in any official capacity other than just kind of lurking on the boards.
Mm-hmm.
You actually have to put it on every now and then and go do something.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
I think the only people that are exempt from that are military people that are off overseas.
Exactly. Yeah.
So,
yeah,
this really puts the responsibility and the level of commitment where you want it. If you want to be more committed, more involved, I mean, help us, you know, cover the cost of using the server and we'll give you a ton of cool stuff back.
And it is worth noting that, I mean, the moment you become an official member, you get full access to all the air, to the forum, all the, like everything, no ads, any subscription fee that you had paid, like, you know, say you're an auxiliary member at the beginning of the year, and in like July you become an official member, all of your rights and privileges carry over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you're an official member, you get access to everything, even the merchandise that auxiliary members are able to get. You'll have access to that too, and then you'll get first pick on things like room blocks and event tickets for like custom, and I keep on saying custom, for Mercs only events, so like our dinner that we had at C6.
So basically, don't panic because nothing important is going to be kept from you.
No. Yeah, pretty much.
That's all the size.
And we will be offering our primary way is through PayPal, but if you can't use PayPal for whatever reason, you're in a foreign country or you just don't like PayPal, we probably will be taking money orders and checks and cash and all sorts of stuff. So you can throw 2 quarters in an envelope, mail it to us, and you'll have it. So. Pretty simple stuff, I think.
Or you could just do $1. That's always good, too.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
That would be, if we got $1 for every 14,000 people that helped out,
we'd have like $14,000.
I think that I will have to double check, but I think that math is right.
And that's the thing that really, I mean, it's not such a big change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
not saying that you have to send $1.
So I'm going to send you $1.
We're not requiring that you send $1, but, you know, it's really not that hard to, you know, scrounge up $5, send it in, help us continue this group and make sure that we're able to continue growing and continue doing the things we do.
Yeah, it might seem cheap because, you know, we have the website, everything's here, everybody's kind of on board helping out, but our server costs alone are about $1,500 a year. On top of that, we have to pay postage, we have to buy things like buy the merchandise that's in the store, administrative costs of, you know, having things at C6, like our big booth, which I think we spent several grand on. Everything that we do as a club has to be paid for, and unfortunately, they don't really give big discounts to clubs out there.
Yeah, yeah. And server hosting does fluctuate in pricing, too, so it's not like it's staying at a set price forever. You know, it will go up as we grow larger as well.
Cost.
You know, as we expand, the costs get up, go higher, and, you know, we need a little
bit of help. Every dollar that we get really does help make the club get that much more exposure. Because if you look at our presence at C5 versus C6, our presence grew by at least 4 or 5 times.
Well, double the members attending alone.
Yeah, double the members attending, and then the space we have at C5 was what, like 10 by 10, I think?
It's a little tiny thing.
Tiny.
Yeah. And we tried to squeeze like 50 members in there. It was ridiculous. but the one we had at C6 was like 50 by 50. We had a whole bunker, a jail cell set up. I mean, and that's what happens when we get members there coming in here donating. We can put on a big show. We can have those nice things.
Because of
so
you,
if you subscribe
nice
today
things.
At the gold level, you'll get this and more.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, we're a charity.
No custom handbags, so. Though.
Anyone wanting the custom handbag can PM Crow on the boards.
Yep. I do excellent needlepoint. But one of the
blue gun.
Legitimately, one of the other things that this tiered system does is, I mean, there was a fair amount of notice on how many unofficial members at this point that we have that are also supporters, people who have donated to the charity, to the server costs, you know, who have made a monetary contribution, but either haven't been able to make too much progress into their armor, or like for the tier 2 members that they just don't feel that they want to, but they enjoy the community, they enjoy the club, they enjoy helping people even if they're not working themselves. Mm-hmm. So this also helps give those people who have been with us for a while and have been actively contributing a little bit of extra recognition.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And really, I mean, I know I said it before, but it puts you at the level that you want to be, which I think is the most important thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, don't freak out. We love all of you. We want you to stay. So, but we have to make sure the bills are paid.
Yeah. Yep.
Don't panic.
Don't take advice. Don't panic.
Yeah.
Grab your towel.
Yep.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Are you telling me you missed that reference?
No, I didn't miss it. I was just trying to think. I was like, you know, does comma count? I mean, there was something else I was trying to think of here.
Don't panic.
Yeah. Donations are good for the 12-month period. I think the supporter tag is being done January to January, so if you donate in October, you're only going to have access until the next January. That's just because of an automation thing.
More details as they develop.
Yeah. So, yeah, those numbers, though, we have 14,000 people hitting the site every month, 750,000 page views, and all of that causes bandwidth. You know, you're downloading all of these resources, you're using the forum. We only had 188 people donate last year, which is pretty small. That's like 1% of the actual people using the forum.
I am the 1%.
Just trying to try to spread it out a little bit. What, Sean?
I said, I am the 1%.
You can be the 1% at something, can't you?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure our podcast has a pretty high percentage.
Of what?
Of being a supporter.
Not me.
What?
Actually, the entire time I've been a part of the Mercs, I have only been able to justify $5, and that was in 2010.
I mean, I've bought Mercs merch, but I've never.
Yeah, and buying a lot of the merchandise helps too. So, yeah. You know. Mm-hmm.
And the whole reasoning behind that is because if you have built a kit and you are an official member, you're helping spread the word.
Yeah.
So
and you're raising money at the events you do as well. So
yes,
which goes straight to charity, and that kind of takes precedence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we've probably beat this like a dead horse here, but
I only beat live horses.
Yeah. You're gonna get PETA after us.
That's okay.
So that's the thing. If you have any questions, we have a couple of topics up on the board. You can go try to ask questions there or read about it. We didn't go into too much detail here.
By the time this is posted, they'll probably be locked.
That's cool.
What do we do?
I'm planning on putting this change in effective on Thursday. So that's
on the 31st.
On the 31st, yeah. So hopefully, yeah. So by the time you guys read this or listen to this. So the next topic would be CE2.
So who here is European?
Nope.
Sean is European.
How so?
Well, you're in a Commonwealth nation.
You have the queen on your money.
Oh, okay. That kind of European.
Yes. I can't think of a good Canada joke. No.
Well, you're not the hairy kind of European, so we got
to
work with
it. Yes, finally running out of Canada jokes. Free at last.
So is anybody going?
I unfortunately.
So yeah, CE2 is in what?
It's like July.
Yeah, it's like July. So it's in a couple months. So if you can make it, go for it.
Yeah,
I'll send a box of prints. We'll be good.
I'm jealous because I'm kind of in the mood to go to another big convention. But that's
yeah,
yeah.
It's taking place in Essen, Airfare. Germany, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
And
I hear is lovely.
Essen, I hear it doesn't have an airport in Essen itself, though.
Well, that Germany has a lovely public transport system.
Yeah, there's that. It's also not exactly a gigantic country like the States of
Canada, they have a lot of big guys. You just kind of hop up on their shoulders. They run you places.
Turning into Tom.
At the airport.
But yes, it is taking place July 26th to the 28th. And tickets are on sale already. And they've announced some guests and whatnot, and it looks to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and the Mercs actually have been pretty important in helping get the fans set up over there. Our PR officer, Saz, and some of the members there in Germany have been actually helping them set up things like parades and other special fan events, and so we're getting some kudos for that. And if you want to go see a good Mando presence, go see them, because I think almost every person in Europe is going to be there. Every member in Europe. The entire population of Europe just goes to Essen.
I'm pretty sure they'll have some pretty fantastic displays too, considering that the Belgian garrison done a lot of, the...
Yeah, if you guys haven't heard of the Belgians, they go nuts.
They go all out with their...
Russia's coming too.
C5, they had a full-size TIE fighter interceptor.
One-sixth scale AT-AT walker, which they had at C6 as well.
Yeah,
C5.
No, at C6 as well.
It was a C6. It was still there.
Yeah,
they hadn't moved it. Well, they moved it to a different spot, but they didn't bring that out of the building.
Yeah. They also had didn't they build the Jabba exhibit?
Oh, yeah, they got a ton of stuff there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they go nuts. I mean, they put everything into it.
Yeah,
them Belgians know how to build.
That they do.
Crafty Belgian.
I'm surprised they didn't actually host it in Belgium, considering.
Germany was probably cheaper.
It was
going
to be Amsterdam. Yeah. But...
Oh, Belgium's like, what, one city?
Five.
Is it really only five?
Oh, no, it's a country, dude.
But it's tiny. Listen, I
come on, Ian. It's not Canada.
That's true.
Well, I guess it's not that time. Okay.
I'm taking over the Canada jokes.
Listen, I'm a dumb American. I'm not supposed to know this thing.
Belgium is only smaller than Maine. Well, actually, no. It's never mind. Belgium is like a third of the size of Maine. Never mind.
So it's basically like southern Maine.
Yeah. Yeah, if you were to take the part of Maine that actually has people in it, it's about the size of Belgium.
That's where Steven's from.
Steven, therefore, by association, is now Belgian, whereas I am European.
You're Belgium. Congratulations, you've been invaded twice by the Germans.
You know, actually, Essen is like right across the border from Belgium.
Yeah, it is.
Coincidence? Probably, I think not.
Probably just location for him, just like we had to go to Florida to get a big enough location.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But Essen's not that big of a place, though.
I honestly hope none of our European members are listening to this.
We love you.
We are really proving the stereotype about Americans. So we know this was a kind of a short episode, but those are often the best. We'll be back next month, and we will see you guys then. Everybody, do your Chewy scream.
This has been a production of the Mandalorian Mercs Costume Club. If you'd like to learn more about the topics discussed on today's show, please visit www.mandalorianmercs.com. The Mandalorian Mercs is a worldwide Star Wars costuming organization comprised of and operated by Star Wars fans. Star Wars, its characters, costumes, and all associated items are intellectual property of Lucasfilm. Copyright 2009 Lucasfilm Limited. We hope you enjoyed our show, and we'd love to hear your feedback. Please email podcast@mercs.firespray.net. Until next time, happy hunting.
Do it, guys.
You gotta do it. Go away.
The podcast can't end until you do it.
Make the bad man go away.
It was your Chewy scream.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, we're good now.
All
right. Drink some water, dude.
My throat's too dry. All right. We're done with that.